The Arab summit that took place in Sharm el-Sheikh in Egypt, one of the decisions was the formation of a joint Arab force. I believe that the reason that the Arab heads of states came up with this recommendation is because they have been somewhat worried, if not scared, by the events overtaking and overwhelming the whole region, certainly in Yemen, where we have recently experienced what could be a meltdown of the whole country with different sects and factions fighting each other. And the idea, which is promoted and encouraged by Saudi Arabia and Egypt, is to have this bulk force drawn from a number of countries that would voluntarily contribute to it, so it's not mandatory, in order to try and help with crises across the region. I think this is one of those recommendations that will not easily see the light of day because the remit of such a force, the mechanics of such a force, where would it apply? Why, for instance, would it necessarily apply in Yemen and not in Syria? Why perhaps consider Libya but not Iraq? So, in a sense, I think it was more a statement that reflected the frustration of the Arab countries than anything else to all the events taking place in their own backyards. And one thing I would add to this, I think that the region is already over-militarized and over-weaponized. To add another force, another contingent, another military presence is not necessarily, in my opinion, going to be the answer. The answer, sorry for this, because it might sound naive, the answer is to go back to the basics and say, why are all these events happening? And tackle the root causes rather than put more bombs and cannons and tanks on top of them.